Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been placed on the reserve COVID-19 list after playing without Davante Adams due to a positive test for the virus last Thursday in Arizona. Green Bay will once again be without one of their top playmakers for this week for the same reason. Coach Matt LaFleur mentioned Wednesday that Rodgers won't be available this week and doesn't know how long the quarterback will be sidelined. In Rodgers' place, second-year quarterback Jordan Love will receive his first career start Sunday at Kansas City. And with Ben Kurt on the practice squad COVID-19 list, the Packers are expected to sign Blake Bortles, who will be elevated from the practice squad to the active roster in advance of game day. Running back Saquon Barkley is among the members of the Giants organization that tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday, but the result has yet to be confirmed. 13 players or staff members tested positive, but only running back coach Burton Burns is confirmed to have submitted a second positive result on a retest. Since Ian Rappaport notes that Barkley is vaccinated, the running back would be eligible to rejoin the Giants if he tests negative again 24 hours after the first negative result. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas announced Wednesday that via his personal Twitter account that he won't play this season after experiencing what he described as a small setback from his rehab from off-season left ankle surgery. Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs was waived by the Raiders on Tuesday. Ruggs has now been cut by the Raiders and is facing felony charges of DUI resulting in death and reckless driving after being involved in a car accident in Las Vegas early Tuesday morning. In the NBA, Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer disclosed Tuesday that Chris Middleton was placed on the NBA's health and safety protocol list due to a positive COVID-19 test. Sixers forward Tobias Harris also tested positive for COVID-19. Now we take a look at the Yahoo DFS Basketball Wednesday picks. After a fairly quiet five-game slate Tuesday, the NBA kicks it back into high gear with 11 games on the schedule for this Wednesday. There are loads of exciting matchups, including the Nets hosting the Hawks. The Grizzlies will also face off against the Nuggets, trying to defeat them for the second time in as many games. The Red Hot Bulls will take their 6-1 start to Philadelphia to face the Sixers, who remain without Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris. One guard to target is Cole Anthony of the Magic. Anthony struggled with his efficiency during his rookie campaign, shooting just 39.7% from the field. He shot 44.8% through his first 8 games this season, which is big given his 24.2% usage rate. Add in him averaging 34 minutes per game, and he scored at least 33.3 Yahoo points in 5 of his last 6 games. Another juicy stat line could be coming for him against the Celtics, who enter Tuesday with the 4th worst defensive rating in the league. One forward to target is Paul George of the Clippers. Even with Kawhi Leonard in fold last season, George had a 30% usage rate. With Leonard out at the start of the season, that number has jumped to 33.7%. Not only is he scoring in bunches, but he's averaged 8 rebounds, 4.2 assists, and 3.3 steals. His role isn't going to change anytime soon, so expect him to be one of the safer top-tier options regardless of the position. One center to target is Jonas Valanciunas of the Pelicans. The Kings have had problems controlling the boards. Entering Tuesday, they have allowed the 5th most rebounds per game in the league. That could lead to a disastrous result against Valanciunas, who's averaging 14.5 rebounds per game. When these two teams met last week, Valanciunas hauled in 13 rebounds on his way to 48.1 Yahoo points. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.